USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Suspected terrorism in London early today. A man drives his car into security barriers outside Parliament, injuring several people. The Assistant Commissioner of Scotland Yard's Counter-Terror Command says
the driver of the Fiesta, who was alone in the vehicle, was arrested at the scene by armed officers who were already nearby. The man is in his late 20s and he's been arrested on suspicion of terrorism offences.
Most of the injuries not serious. One person, though, is still hospitalized. London's counter-terrorism unit is leading the investigation. And President Trump tweets this morning, quote, another terrorist attack in London, adding, these animals are crazy and must be dealt with through toughness and strength. Four states have primary balloting today, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.